two weekends ago, when music and theatrical performances everywhere began to topple like dominoes, Katie Jones, the artistic director of Asheville's Magnetic Theater, spoke with her cast and crew about to premiere the play Traitor.
It was late Thursday night, and this particular group doing Traitor had already been through their dress rehearsal, everything. And I thought, okay, if we don't do this show right now, we're never going to get to do it.
Opening night was nearly a sellout. The next night, only half the people who purchased tickets in advance showed up. The following Sunday morning, Jones canceled the two remaining weekends of Traitor. Now, while artists everywhere are considering their options for presenting work and earning money online, those who produce theater are facing unique and daunting challenges. Unless companies are producing new original works, their licensing agreements forbid any video productions. Even those that can turn to video only get one shot at it. Think about it. There isn't an audience for multiple videos of the same stage show. Also, the income such a video could generate likely won't go far when spread among even a modest cast and crew. And unless it's a show that's already on its feet and ready to go, it isn't practical to cast, rehearse, and do all the technical work to mount a show for one video streamed performance.
This is where things get really scary for us.
Lisa Bryant is the artistic director of Flat Rock Playhouse, the region's largest professional company, employing a full-time staff of 24. Flat Rock's main stage season is set to open April 24th with Million Dollar Quartet.
It will likely be our highest selling show and our greatest profit margin because it's a relatively small cast that bangs a whole lot of punch and brings in a whole lot of capital. If this thing goes into middle and late May, and certainly into summer, it becomes very frightening at that point, much like what many theaters are already experiencing.
Southern Appalachian Repertory Company mostly produces existing musicals from the campus of Mars Hill University. Artistic director Chelsea Merhelli said the near horizon is bleak.
At this point in our fiscal year, this is when we are really pounding the pavement and talking to people in our community and getting our sponsorships in order for the year. And right now, a lot of businesses are struggling themselves. They don't have plans to spend on advertising in our program because they're barely able to keep their own doors open.
When the Wortham Center for the Performing Arts shuttered its entire March calendar, that meant Different Strokes Performing Arts Collective would have to shelve a show that had been in rehearsal since early February. Here is founding director Stephanie Hickling Beckman.
We're used to spending money and then making the money right back when we do these productions, right? But now we've got this money that's laying out there, so it affects what we can put into the next show.
Local directors say companies that license existing theatrical work are showing unprecedented flexibility in this crisis, extending production dates further down the calendar and even considering allowing some element of online video. Actors' unions are also relaxing contracts, all with the understanding that without that openness, theater won't happen, and that means no income for anyone. The long-term prospects for theater in this region vary by company. At Flat Rock, Lisa Bryant said she can support her staff without any income, at least until June. At Sart in Mars Hill, Merhelli is looking at potentially changing her artistic model to shows with smaller casts and budgets. At Magnetic Theater, which already puts a premium on new work, Katie Jones is considering podcasts as a way of extending performances and broadening the income potential of a given show.
Let's just pretend we're able to reopen just for actors in late May, early June. Even if we are able to reopen, who knows how long it would be before people even feel comfortable to come back.
Here's Chelsea Merhelli.
I think that this is all training us for all kinds of other battles we may be fighting in the future. And so moving forward, I'm already running. Go ahead and make the backup plan.
Theaters are asking those who have already purchased tickets or season passes to wait for those shows to be rescheduled or to consider those purchases as donations rather than asking for refunds. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.